The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Now the conversation has switched to who made a comeback.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Kobe, which is accurate. Someone else mentioned Mike Tyson, which is really, like, Mike Tyson is a convicted rapist. And everyone loves Mike Tyson now. That's really...
The Hangover movies did it for him.
I think it is. But also, like, you know, Mike Tyson, he's got, like, there's almost like a, you kind of feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
So I think it worked out for him.
Somebody mentioned Ray Lewis overcame murder.
Although I don't know if Ray Lewis is, I don't know if he ever overcame it.
No, he's not. I think there's still people who just don't like him. Because he's not lovable. He really isn't.
So anytime someone says something positive about Ray Lewis, they'll be like, yeah, but he's a murderer. Even though we don't know if he murdered someone or he was just around when someone got murdered. Whereas Mike Tyson, I mean, convicted of rape, if you say something nice about Mike Tyson, people just go, yeah. Mike Tyson's pretty badass.
Don't you love when he sang One Night in Bangkok in Hangover 3?
Love Mike Tyson. Hey, awesome.
You know who everybody loves? We talk about people everybody loves, Lance Zierlein.
That's true.
There's no one that hates Lance Zierlein.
No one's favorite really loves me.
Are you hater free?
No, I'm not hater free. Okay. No one can be hater free if you're on Twitter.
I was going to say, you've done mock drafts. People hate Lance.
Sure, I've got my share of haters.
Hey, we were talking during the break, and we haven't even talked about this game on the air yet, so I'm going to talk to you about it because I feel like this should have been a positive weekend for the city of Houston when it comes to sports, right? Rockets win, Astros win 2 out of 3. Mm-hmm. Did you walk away from this weekend feeling good about either one of those teams?
I did about the Rockets. The Astros have some long-term concerns for me, and some of it stems from Dusty Baker. Just decision-making at times just feels completely random. Your best hitters just aren't seeing the ball very well at all. But from a Rockets standpoint, you know, there was no defense played against the Mavericks, but then the way they got back into the game was playing some defense. Yeah, it was it took a play, a miss and a tip, to tie the game up there at the end. But I thought the way the Rockets handled the adversity of both games is something that we don't always see. And beating Milwaukee, that's one to me that I think gets away from them in the past. But I actually came away, John and I talked about it on the radio, I came away feeling pretty good about the Rockets. Not necessarily that they have, you know, a substantially better chance to win a championship, but I do think that if they can find a hot streak from three, and hot for them is, you know, in a shorter sample size, 37% from three, 36% when they shoot in the upper 34% range. I do think that you do have two players like James is one of those rare superstars who is willing to allow another superstar to do what he does best. And I thought, and that's, you know, Russell Westbrook, who also makes a ton of dumb mistakes. I mean, there's no way around it. But Jeff Van Gundy, I think, pointed it out best. He said the Rockets wanted to go small ball because they wanted to space it out and give Russell Westbrook more room to move. And ever since they have done that, I mean, the proof's in the pudding in terms of how Westbrook has played. So, I don't know. I came away feeling better about the Rockets. Their defense was a little better in the second game than, obviously, a lot better in the second game than the first game. But when it came to, and once again, I'm going relative to my expectations for the teams. So the Rockets, after two games, have performed maybe a little above my expectations because I thought they would probably lose both those first two games. And then the Astros, I just don't know how they're going to be able to hang in with the pitching. I mean, I just don't know how it's going to happen.
I just felt like so. I watched the Rockets game, and there's some things that the knife kind of cuts both ways. You can say, well, the Bucks turned the ball over 22 times.
Right.
They didn't have their point guard, which is another right. issue altogether. But because I feel like if the Bucks don't turn it over 22 times, it's almost impossible to win games when you miss 43 pointers in a game. Like, that's just a ridiculous number to me. And I just can't feel good and think, oh yeah, they'll just no worries. Because it's not like they're a good 3-point shooting team.
No,
they're a volume 3-point shooting team.
Right.
They don't have any great 3-point shooters on the team. So they're just going to keep chucking it. So it seems way more likely to me that they're going to miss 43s again than they're going to have another team turn the ball over 22 times.
Yeah, maybe. But here's the thing is. We've seen the ball handling is sloppy since the return of basketball. There's just no way around it. For all the teams I've seen so far, just some really bad turnovers. And I think another big advantage is, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the bubble. I don't know if it's playing in on a neutral site. But it's almost like these guys have the feeling like it feels like a scrimmage or a high-end all-star game to them or something, because the tempo is really hot right now. I mean, guys are really – they're getting an early offense quick. The overs are a delight right now in many of these games. But I think more importantly, I think that plays to what the Rockets need when it comes to Russell Westbrook. You don't want him in half-court sets. You don't want defensive teams slowing the Rockets down. Now, what I'm worried about is when does the backcourt pressure start? When does doubling the ball out of James's hands start to try to – just eat up some shot clock so that the Rockets maybe have to turn into a half-court team or rush a jumper inside the last 4 seconds of a shot clock. It hasn't happened with two high-tempo teams so far in back-to-back games, but when it does happen, we'll see how the Rockets hold up. But I think turnovers are going to be here to stay. I don't think that's just going to go away, because I think it also goes hand-in-hand with how quickly these teams are trying to play right now. The pace is, man, the pace is just really, really quick right now. And part of it's probably because teams aren't, they're not traveling. They don't have to travel. They don't have to worry about getting in at 2 in the morning. They don't have to worry about going with a grueling back-to-back or 3 games and 4 nights and 5 nights. They're a little more fresh. And so I think that benefits the Rockets as well. But their negative stuff, we know. There's going to be some really bad turnovers. They're going to get beat up on the boards. And just like you said, streaky three-point shooting team.
Well, not only that, do you know how many shots that they took, aside from Russell Westbrook? So the rest of the starting five, Tucker, Covington, House, Harden, and then Green, McLemore, Rivers. Do you know how many shots they took that weren't from three? 12. 12
That's
in the entire
it?
Game.
12 total?
12 total.
Which is way different than the Maverick game, which is a ton of drives to the paint.
Those same guys combined for 58 three-point attempts.
Yeah.
It just seems ridiculous to me. Like, if you're the Golden State Warriors and you've got the best shooters in the world on your team, it makes sense to me that you would shoot a really massive amount of threes. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work long-term when you've got really average three-point shooters shooting way more than anyone else shoots.
Well, but that's never made sense to me. It's the one thing that Daryl does that I understand the philosophy. I understand the math. Three is greater than two. What's never made sense to me is why target Josh Smith? Why target, wing players like Corey Brewer? Why? I don't understand the idea of just settling for players who are just average three-point shooters where, if you know you're going to be a volume shooting team, can you imagine the damage you could do if you shoot in the low 36% range and get in the top 10% and the top 10% of volume and makes? It would just be, it'd be unbelievable. But that's just something that, for whatever reason, they've never made that a priority to just go find sharpshooters. And even when they had Troy Daniels, he was like one and done, and he was out the door as a free agent, because they couldn't hang on to him. And he was a guy that appeared to be a bit of a sharpshooter, but they just, I don't know. It's one of the stranger things to me is this is not a new argument for me. This has been going on for like 6 years that I can recall, where I haven't understood why you haven't surrounded at least with a couple of dead-eye just, you know, snipers.
I guess I just feel like this. There's just no way it works in the playoffs because it's never worked in the playoffs before, and it doesn't seem like they're trying to make any kind of adjustment.
Well, you know, I mean, they did beat the Mavericks and the Bucks, so you are what your record is. Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record, you know, says you are. I don't know that – I can't see veteran teams like the Clippers and the Lakers. I just can't see them allowing the Rockets to just play a tempo game. If they do, it's going to take Herculean effort from the two stars and at least one other player in each game, whether it's Covington or Ben McLemore or whoever. Sometimes Jeff Green. I mean, he's played way better than I expected, but I am with you in that sense that you know when you they don't give me the sense that they can. I just don't see an offense that is designed to win in the playoffs. But I will say this, and this comes from a handicapping background. I think we're learning right now. We're going to really learn about how certain teams handle the bubble, how certain teams handle a neutral court, and how certain teams handle, you know, the lack of travel and whether or not that's going to allow them to play extended minutes with star players. These are all things that we've never seen before. So I'm just kind of keeping a close eye on them just from an analytical standpoint of what is this going to mean? This is something we're not used to seeing. How is this going to impact each of these teams, and is it going to impact them?
Lancher, let's switch gears for just a second because I want you to do something for me because you are Mr. NFL and you work for the NFL Network and you know Roger Goodell personally, so I want you to get this plan to him. The only way I think they're going to have a season is if they try to mimic this bubble thing that's working really well for the NBA. So why not put the entire NFC in Dallas? You got plenty of stadiums up there. You put the AFC down here. Each team has its own hotel, and there's plenty of practice fields, and you basically get rid of the interconference games. So you'd have a 12-game schedule, but if you get, say, 8 games in, and it looks like everything's clearing up, you could play those as the last 4 games and basically create a bubble, put TV in all these places, and boom, we have an NFL season with no problems.
Well, I mean, do you have enough practice facilities for 16 teams?
Sure you do. At least here in Dallas, you do. I can't speak for other cities, but you think about how many, you know, how many $40 million high school fields there are. I mean, there's plenty of stadiums here. There's plenty of practice from, you know, over at UH. You've got their stadium and their practice field. You've got two places at NRG. You've got Rice Stadium if you have to use that, which, you know, but you got BBVA. You've got
places in Katy and North Shore. They're all
well,
over the place.
Well, so one of the things, and I can tell you this just from sitting in on a Zoom meeting that we had, I think it was last week, a couple weeks ago. One of the factors that you're not factoring in is they take very seriously the cleaning process of not just any and all, they are cleaning every weight room meticulously, every meeting room, every office room. You have to have not just practice facilities. You have to have meeting rooms. You have to have NFL caliber weight rooms. And then they have to be cleaned each and every single day and sanitized. And same thing with the hotels. And you have to be testing and excessive testing, which right now is very expensive. From what I understand, talking to a writer the other day, he said NFL teams or even complaining about how expensive this is getting for them. And his whole point was, how in the world is Toledo going to handle this in college football when we were talking about this? But I think the real problem with the plan is where the, you know, that's fine, you have a field, but what are the facilities like in terms of handling what happens if there's any kind of cardiac arrest or if there's a broken neck or if there is, you know, there's a protocol in every city for every team. They've got that. Now you've got to worry about 16 teams, for example, having medical, you've got to have the medical wherewithal to take care of serious injuries, spinal cord injury if they occur, in the midst of, you know, potential corona hotbed. And that's not even to mention all the cleaning that has to be done every day. And are the facilities good enough to house all of your personnel people, all of your staff, all of your coaches for coaching meetings? I just don't think that's feasible because there's still going to be high school teams who are trying to get their seasons off. I still believe Texas high school football is going to see you know, if there's any way they can go, I think they'll try to go. I'm just, right now, I just feel so down on football being played in the fall. I just, man, I was so hopeful a little more than a month ago, and now I'm just, I just don't see how this, what's happening with baseball has really, really put a damper on this for me.
Well, that's why you should be excited about this, because number one, cleaning, I wasn't aware cleaning didn't travel. I'm pretty sure you can clean the places here with and spend money on it. And number two, if I'm not mistaken, don't we have like one of the biggest medical centers in the world in this city? I mean, I think there's plenty of room for that.
You do, but it's also regular patients are there too.
Yeah, but that's going to be anywhere. I mean, that's going to be anywhere.
And yeah, no, I know. I mean, but you multiply 53 times or the expanded, let me see, the roster, I think it's going to be a little more expanded because of the amount of practice squad guys they're having. But let's just say, you know, 16 times, just cut it off at 50. There's a lot more. So, and I'm just saying that the ability to transport, how is the transporting going to take place? You got one transport for the Texans. Now you got to worry about having 16 transports, and I think the biggest problem is going to be, yeah, I mean, you can clean, but you are the weight facilities, which is a big part of this. Are they going to be up to date? Are they going to have practice facility? I mean, you know, your meeting rooms and things like that. Are they going to be, because you are still going to have schools going on. That's going to be going on. So, I mean, I'm with you. Trust me, Fred, I'm with you. The bubble thing, but I'm just not going to bring this to Roger. I just think he thinks this will be a waste of his time, and he'll tell me to get out.
Well, maybe you just have Roger call me, and I'll pitch him on it. How's that?
I'm gonna
text him.
Share your contact with him. But yeah. I am with you, though. If you don't have a bubble, I don't know how you're going in any sport anymore now, it seems like, because these guys are too hard-headed not to take chances in these sports. And as long as you take chances, we think you bring COVID to the party, so I'm not sure how it's going to happen without – I really, honestly, I'm just – all goes this year, unless it moves to spring. And even then, it's going to be, you know, but they got to get it in, or the financial destruction of these athletic programs. I say they got to get it in. I mean, that sounds pretty heartless when you think about it. But if they don't, I mean, there's going to be a – massive cutoff of non-revenue generating sports across the board in college athletics. I mean, across the board.
Yeah, I just don't see college or high school happening this year. I know they're going to try, but I would be stunned if they're actually able to pull it off.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they're going to. The expenses to try to pull it off are so great that how in the world are you going to do that with some of the poorer school districts out there? I just don't even see how it's possible.
Yeah, kids, they can't afford books and computers for their kids to learn, but they're figuring out a way to play football.
Well, and you're just talking about how expensive testing is going to be for the NFL. I mean, to do it right in college, I don't see how you can do it.
It'd be hard. I mean, you know, I'd love to say I'm hopeful, but right now that's not the adjective I would use.
All right.
It'll be hard. That's what she said to Lance Zierlein. Lance, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Yeah. Tell Roger to call me. All right. Well, you know what? I guess I'm going to have to put the brakes on that idea.
Oh, look at you, punny guy.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you all about new brakes. And, guys, if you need to get your brakes fixed, you don't want to go to an auto shop, you can basically have these guys come to your house and take care of it for you. They're convenient, they're professional, and they know what they're doing. 20 to 50% more affordable than going to a shop or a dealer on average. I mean, you can, you know, they'll come out if you're at work and your car's parked at work. They'll come out and do it there. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. I've already had a couple friends use it, and they rave about it. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. That's newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. And, guys, if you're driving around and you hear some squeaking, well, your brake pads are beginning to wear out, or some grinding. You got that going on? Well, it's time to give them a call, because they'll come out and fix it. There's no surprises. There's transparency. They're going to tell you the most it could possibly cost you. Once again, mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off your service. NUBRAKES.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So I promised you an interesting stat from last night's game.
Okay.
I don't know if you follow ESPN stats and info on Twitter.
I do not.
You should, because almost everything they do comes via Elias Sports.
Right.
But every now and then there's a little nugget there. Like when we had the whole Dak Prescott thing, I mean, they basically had some really key stats. Well, here's one from last night's game. And keep in mind, this is one of those data dredging things where you pull out weird stats to make a point, but still pretty good.
When there's no fans.
Nope, that's not one of them.
And fake crowd noise.
The Bucks are the first team in NBA history to lose a game in which they scored at least 110 points, held an opponent under 40% shooting, and had a plus 25 rebound differential.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was actually plus 29 on the rebound differential. According to Elias Sports, those teams are now 177-1 all time.
That's...
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I get funny. The Bucks probably don't think it's funny.
Well, I don't really give a rat's ass what the Bucks think.
I cannot picture long term sustainable shooting and missing 40 times from three.
Yeah, but that's been. I mean, that's what the Rockets are, though, right?
That's why the Rockets never win, right?
Well, I mean, they win enough to, you know, occasionally get to the conference final, but can you win a championship like that? I don't think so, because I don't know how sustainable it is. And honestly, AJ, this doesn't change any questions that we've had about the Rockets from before the Rona,
you're right,
from during the Rona. The whole thing is, can they do it in the playoffs? We have been saying that all year long.
It's funny, the expectations that I have and the standards that I hold, you know, these teams to. Like, I guess because the Astros have won, my mindset is they can be good without winning the championship. You know what I mean? It's like I'm not going. And so Verlander gets hurt. I basically said, all right, the Astros aren't winning a World Series, but I'm also not that upset about it, because it just seems like, I mean, they can still win a bunch of games. They can be good. They can, you know, if there's eight teams or whatever make the playoffs from the American League, then maybe they can make the semifinals or whatever they're going to call it. But with the Rockets, I guess because they haven't won, I'm like, what are you doing to change that? You know, if you haven't won, what are you doing to remedy that? And it just seems like the Rockets are just doing what they've done that didn't let them win before.
Well, it's still first year with Westbrook. And
you know, he's the only one not chucking up a bunch of threes.
And that's a good thing, but... And again, I'm going to be more positive than you, which means somebody's going to call me a homer. But the real question is, how will those two work when you get to the playoffs? And do they have enough around them? And that's been the question all year. And they've tweaked. And hey, I mean, they beat the Bucks. That's a good thing. Let's give them a little pat on the back for that. And they won that Mavericks game, which I did not think they would win.
Yeah.
But you know, those are good things. But do I think it's going to work in the playoffs? And I don't know. I don't think so. And I know you're not going to. Well, we saw them against the Warriors when they missed 23 in a row. If you're going to go and miss 43 pointers, you're not going to win. Well, you're just not going to win. They did.
But you're not going to win more often than you lose.
And in a 7-game series, that's going to happen once. If it happens two or three times, you lose. Yeah. It's that simple. And that's what they are. And can they sustain it? And I still wish, the one thing that I'd like to see more is, I like to see Westbrook take it to the rack more. And when he's doing that, and they're still shooting a lot of threes, but if he's real effective doing that, then I think that's their best, you know, and running the fast break himself. And if it's not there, then you go to the half court and set up a three. And I think that's going to be, if they're going to win enough to get to the finals, then they have to do more of that, and they have to make their shots.
You know what you have to do? You got to wear a mask everywhere you go. And you know what? God bless Boomer Naturals. We always talk about, hey, you guys want to help out the station? Crazy times. Boomer Naturals, a big new client for us. And we're all having to wear this mask. I know it's not fun wearing a mask, but if you're going to wear a mask, you want to wear a comfortable, breathable mask that actually offers some protection. Boom. Boomer Naturals. BoomerNaturals.com. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children. They're in stock now, and they get shipped out to you fast. And they've got the nano silver technology woven into the fabric. It can block all the little droplets and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. And that's what we want, is we want to be protected. They've got also got the nano silver neck gaiters that Fred seems to like so much. So if you're looking for a mask, you're looking for a comfortable mask, if you've been wearing the surgical mask, here's the other thing. Don't wear those masks over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're not made for that. And another great thing, Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens and thousands of Americans in need, which is great. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman and save 20%. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman to save 20%.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Mark says NFL should do four sites, north, south, east, and west, with eight teams at each site. Everyone plays each other twice for 14 games. I think it's going to be hard enough to find two places to do it. I'm sure you could do that. And it's not a bad idea. I just like mine better because it's mine.
Right.
And I want Roger Goodell to give me a call. And it might even move him up in the power rankings as far as...
You're just trying to get money out of this. Let's face
it. Well, hey, I'm just looking to wet my beak a little bit. That's all.
You always want your beak wetted.
Well, if I'm going to come up with an idea for you and, you know, I'll even go around and get you all the facilities you need. But yeah, just a little, just enough to wet my beak. That's all.
Beak is soaked. It's literally dripping.
Well, you know, you guys always call me a rich. The reason is I like to get my...
You're a beak wetter.
I'm a beaker.
You also got a huge beak.
I know.
If we're going to cover the whole beak in wet, that's a lot of beak.
People still asking what we're drinking. It's
Galveston Bay Brewing. I don't know if I've had any beer from...
I haven't. I've had the Galveston Island Brewing, but I haven't had Galveston Bay, so...
Let me look at my handy-dandy Beer Nerd app.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff. They had a... they have one called the Bull Shark. They have a watermelon wheat that my wife likes. They've got some good water beers. Good stuff. Like, some of them are pretty crushable for the river or the lake or down at the beach. And then come across a stout like this, and it pays off.
Yeah, first beer I've had from them.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a...
Is it in Galveston?
No, so it's in Dickinson. It's down this tiny little road, and they built it out of an old, like, airport hangar.
Okay.
Like, you know those little dome or, like, cylindrical...
it's like a half cylander?
Yeah.
Okay.
That they store airplanes in, that's what they build in.
So is it closer to, like, San Leon or something, where it's near the water, or...?
No. Okay. It's right across from... they just built a new... school and named it after Gene Kranz from NASA, and it's right down this tiny little road that you have to be looking for it to see it.
So, well, is it closer to like 3, like that area?
Yeah.
Okay. There was another brewery down there. I think it shut down, right?
Yeah, Texas Beer Refinery.
Yeah, that was too bad.
I think theirs started their decision to shut down started pre-corona.
Did it.
And the story that I had got, because one of the bars I like to go to, the chef that is at that bar was also cooking for the brewery, had said, I think he's the investor is the kind of guy who likes to do something for a little bit and then cash out and do something else. So he was looking to move his money elsewhere.
I'll say this. Those guys, and I wish I could, this is me being a terrible person. I never remember people's names unless I meet you multiple times.
I'm the same way.
But those guys invited me down once to try some of their beer. I forget who they invited me through, like who they went through, because I wouldn't have just gone if some random stranger said, hey, come try my beer. But one of my buddies, I think, was like, hey, I know these guys. They want you to come try their beer. So I waited until we did a show down there, and then I headed down, and I sampled all their wares, and they were really nice guys and had some solid beers. And I know they were at that time they were growing. And this is like they were in like a little garage building too, and yep. Then they got like a real spot, right? Like on stilts, like a beach house kind of.
Yep.
And then that thing, how long did that last?
Oh, don't quote me on it, but I think at least 3 years, or 4 years.
Hmm. That sucks, man.
So how many breweries do you have now in Galveston County?
Five or six, I believe. Okay. There were five on the Galveston County beer run yesterday.
Yeah, which ones did you go on?
So we started at Galveston Island, down on the island, and then a new one called Devil in the Deep, which is really small, but I saw it a couple weeks ago and tried to go, but because of wonderful regulations, sometimes they're open, sometimes they're not, because the governor and TABC can never make up their mind. Then we went to Fetching Lab.
But where is the last one at?
Devil in the Deep, it's on the island.
Okay.
So it's in a tiny little spot behind a bar called Sharky's.
Okay.
Then we went to Fetching Lab in Texas City, and then to Galveston Bay Beer Company, and then Six Wards.
Where's Six Wards?
Six Wards is like Dickinson, League City border area.
Okay. So that's my area, so I'm just curious where these places are now. I didn't know Texas City had one. I need to go and do that. We went down a couple of weeks ago, and we decided just to go for a drive and went down to the Texas City Dike, and I haven't been there in forever. I didn't realize you had to pay to get on the dike now.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, and I didn't have any cash, so because we were just going to – I was just going to show her where I used to go fishing, like at the lighted pier and like stuff like that. And yep.
I mean, what are you paying for? Like just to drive down a long street. Well, no, I mean, they're paying to go fish.
Yes, you pay to fish. You pay to.
Who owns that?
Well, City of Tech City, I'm guessing. But no, growing up, it was never. I mean, it was free.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like charging to use places like that.
And I guess everybody's desperate for money.
They're all trying to wet their beaks.
I know.
That's the problem.
I know. So don't begrudge me for wetting mine.
Bunch of damn beak wetters.
Yeah, Fetching Lab is right there on like Main Street going through Texas City. Like the old school,
like
Main
Palmer
Street.
Highway?
Yeah, like 197.
Yeah. We used to cruise Palmer. That was
loser.
I know. Listen, man, I don't pretend to be, and I wasn't the coolest kid in high school. I was just a stoner and a, you know, wannabe guitarist who cruised Palmer Highway and drank a lot with his friends and tried to get laid.
That worked out.
I mean, you know. So
I was a pretty cool kid in high school. Guess what it got me in real life? Nothing.
Hmm.
Nothing.
Hmm. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
So,
there's no prizes for it later in life.
Yeah, well, that's,
you made out all right for yourself, I would say.
I did okay. I turned out okay. And you know,
could've been worse.
Oh, believe me, it could have been worse. Hey, I'm not done yet. I got big plans,
you're
man.
You're pretty done.
No, I got at least... Yeah, for the longest time, I thought I was going to go ahead and retire by 60. Now I think I want to work to 65. I want to make it to retirement age.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that,
dude. I get my gym set up. I'm gonna get back in shape, and I'm gonna at least make it to. I'm gonna say 67. I'm gonna set as my over under.
Okay.
So, some sad news though. In that we've got two more bars closing.
What?
I've never been here, but I've heard it's a really cool dive bar. Alice's Tall Texan Drive-In in the Heights.
Okay.
I've never been there, but that one's shutting down. And one of the bigger ones, Wild West on Richmond.
Really?
Also shutting down, which I went to a couple times.
Wasn't there a Wild West like in the Heights, too? Like
I don't think so.
Shepherd and I-10 or something like that?
Well, I think originally it was in a different place. but it moved to it moved to Richmond in 98.
Okay.
So and I went a couple times in between wives.
Is Wild West a country bar?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You know what? I had weigh-ins for a fight at Wild West.
Yeah, I bet you did. They use it for stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was I went a couple times in between wives to pick up women. And yeah, it was a cool place, but it's one of those that
I fought that great big fat person. That's where we weighed in at. I remember he had talked a bunch of mess to me. And then like when we were at, like after we faced off, he came up to me and he's like, "Hey man, no hard feelings, right?" I was like, "Dude, I'm going to smash your bleeping face." And then he wanted to be friends. I don't want to be friends with you.
Once he looked at you and said, "Oh, this guy's going to kick my ass."
Yeah,
hey, buddy. But you know what? In like when Lucky's closed and it really upset me, and dude on the Twitch line was making fun of me. It's just a bar, man. Place like that, people met their wives and husbands there. You know, I mean, it's not my kind of place. I'm not a club person. I'm not a dance person.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I've been a couple times and I enjoyed it. And I'm sad to see it go. I'm sad to see all these places closing. Because
when's the last time you went two-stepping?
Well, it's funny you mention that because the wife had actually signed us up for a class right before the Rona started. She wanted to do something different.
Is she? I would think in Canada they would two-step.
No? Oh, no. There's a bunch of country acts from up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, well, she grew up basically in the country.
I mean, right. But so, why does she need a class?
She just wanted to learn how to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, she knows how to do it. She just wanted to take classes and wanted me to take a class because I can't do it. How's that?
You don't know how to two-step?
Not really, no.
Really? No. You Aaron?
Yep.
I feel like if you're from Texas, you almost have to.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you got away with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never was really I say that, but I used to show steers and stuff at the county fair. And
you didn't learn how to two-step at the county fair?
My grandparents had a farm. I should have.
You should have
learned how to two-step.
Shame on you.
I could dance, but I couldn't do like specific dances. 832 brings up a good point. Said the dike got destroyed after Ike. They had to rebuild it, so it's kind of a tollway payback that will never stop charging. That makes sense.
I guess. Yeah, I out at Garner State Park where I went every summer growing up. The top way to get chicks is every night they've got a dance. And if you're, you know, it's pretty dark there. Even if you're not a handsome, if you're a good dancer.
See,
that's how you get yours.
This is one more thing you guys can make fun of me. But when we were going to dances when I was like pre-junior high, junior high, high school.
It was called a sock hop?
No, it was it was disco.
Oh, that's strong.
Yeah.
That sock hop line is a good one, Aaron.
It is a good one. It is a good one.
Thank you.
But, I mean, I thought disco would be ancient enough for you guys to make fun of. But I didn't really need to know how to dance because I had weed all the time.
Yeah.
That's how I got girls.
Do you know how to do the twist?
Oh, no. No, I didn't do any of that. I mean, it was sort of freelance dancing. Like, I can dance. I just don't do, like, anything with a name.
Let's see.
Like I can Pulp Fiction dance. How's that? I can Travolta it.
Great opportunity to get on Twitch. Fred is going to show us his best dance moves.
No, he's not. No.
What if it gets us some bits?
Yeah, come on, Fred. Get us these bits.
Hey, I tried to make one sacrifice and not enough people did it. So I was going to dye my hair jet black and you guys didn't get to 300. So I'm not going to get on here and dance because that's not going to work either. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'll let the Twitchers pick this one again. It was close. It's not my favorite, but it's a good one. A husband and wife in California, you know, nice liberal California. You know, that okay. California that's got all the liberals?
Yeah, of course.
They were arrested late last week on hate crime and vandalism charges after allegedly getting out of their truck at a traffic stop, doing a Nazi salute, and shouting, "Only white lives matter," at a black man and his girlfriend.
That's not very friendly.
Well,
not wise, guys.
Well, I think, well, I'm not going to make a truck joke, but Gregory and Rachel Howell, both 29, were arrested on vandalism and hate crime charges. A woman named Itzel Lopez, she was in the passenger seat with her boyfriend, who was black. They were driving home from her birthday party when they noticed two people in a pickup truck following behind them for several minutes. She said the pickup truck cut in front of them while approaching a red light at the intersection of Artesia Boulevard and Prairie in Torrance, California. The road rage situation soon escalated, and Lopez began recording on her cell phone when a man and a woman hopped out of their pickup and approached the vehicle she was in. The video, which is posted on her Instagram, shows a woman flipping her the middle finger and shouting, "All lives matter, bitch." She then yells, "Only white lives matter."
Well, which is it?
Yeah, I'm a little inconsistent
there. Make up your mind, honey.
And the man is shown yelling white power and making a Nazi hand salute. He then retrieves a shovel and allegedly hits the victim's car as they drove away.
I saw a video today where this guy was at like a restaurant or something, and he was like, "I'm a white supremacist," and he's like, "You need to call Donald Trump," and he's not wearing a shirt, and then like some woman tries to like calm him down and say, "Sir, there's kids here," and he's like, "I don't give a bleep." And then she again like tries to calm him down, and he rears back and just smacks her as hard as he can. And then, of course, a bunch of dudes pile on top of him and are roughing him up. But I don't think being a white supremacist is good ever. I don't know when it became like okay to like admit to it. You know, and just be like, what happened to, like, the racist people just being like, you know, I'm going to be secretly racist in my basement. I'm going to have these, like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, you're plotting bad stuff or whatever you're doing. But it's just like you show up at a place and you're like, yeah, I'm a racist. I don't know when that became, like, the move.
I don't want to get into this. Because I have a theory, but I just think it's the kind of thing that's just going to piss people off, and I don't really want to. I mean,
we don't like to do that on this show.
Well, I mean, but it's just one of those paths that when you go down it, it's never going to end well.
Fair.
I just think they feel empowered by Trump getting elected because he has a base that is very racist. Part of his base, not all of it. I also want to make it really clear. I don't think every Trump supporter is a racist. I don't. And I think a lot of people don't want to be associated with the racists. And that's why they won't come out and say, "Hey, I support Trump," but they're damn sure going to vote for him in November, which is why I think he's going to win again.
Yeah.
And I've said that all along. But I do think racists do support Trump and they feel empowered now. But that's how I feel.
All right. Fair enough.
So, but yeah, I just think. People don't want to hear that, but that's, you know, it's kind of the truth. And I don't think it has that much to do with Trump, frankly. I think it has. What the hell was that?
I scraped my earphones on the, because I'm used to wearing my earphone on the other side. Scraped my earphone on the microphone.
So, Lamont mentioned something earlier about ratings for the NBA and in baseball. I haven't seen them.
I haven't either. I've heard they're not great, which is a little bit surprising. I thought ratings would kill it, but I did also see that someone blamed low ratings on people kneeling, which let's remember back pre-Kaepernick. You know how often, if you watch the game on television, you remember how often they showed the national anthem being played? Never. Unless it was the Super Bowl. At the Super Bowl, they show it. Everywhere else, and maybe after 9/11 in the World Series, they would show it. But usually they would play God Bless America instead of that. Once Colin Kaepernick started taking a knee, now TV always wants to show it. And that's just riling people up. Like, let's just remember that they used to never show the stupid national anthem being played at sporting events. We got to get away from this. We've got to get away from just having the national anthem played at sporting events. What else in our country do we play that song before? Like, when do we do it?
Yeah.
Why are sports the thing that makes us do, all right, everybody, let's sing that song?
Well, how about we quit reporting on it?
I'm fine with that, too.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't give a rat's ass who stands, who doesn't. Don't show it. But every TV station makes a big deal out of it. And, you know, I care about the games. I don't care if you want to protest or if you don't. That's your business.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me. And one dude pissed off, generalizing half the country that supports Trump as racist is a massive issue. I never said anything about half the country. I said that racists who support him feel empowered. What percentage that is, I don't think is very big. But at no point did I say half the country. I also specifically said, if you were listening, that not all supporters are racist. They don't like being associated with racists, like I'm guessing you.
Oh, that, now that's not nice.
Well, I mean, it's just he has some other texts in there, and he's just wrong. It's not what I said. So, anyway.
You did say that.
I said his base.
If
I said his base, that implies more than that group. So that's incorrect. But no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that there's a percentage of Trump supporters, and I don't know what it is.
You're saying if you were a white racist, you would probably be on Team Trump rather than not. Right?
What's that again?
You're saying if someone was a white racist, a white supremacist, they would more likely be a Trump supporter, is what you were saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they feel empowered by that. Which, that's their choice. But that doesn't mean everybody. And I never said everybody.
Yeah. I guess Trump supporters in my family that I'm 100% certain aren't white supremacists, but they also don't really like to talk about politics anymore because... Inevitably, that's where it leads.
And that's my point. That's what I've been saying all along. The guy's going to win easy because there's a lot of people that don't want to basically say, hey, I'm a supporter, because they're associated with those loudmouths. It's just like Twitter. There's 5% out there that are, that are canceling people, and that becomes a thing. Well, the people who don't cancel them, And I love this. You're a dumbass. Y-O-U-R. Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. Well, learn to spell, and then you can call me whatever you want. So, I knew I didn't want to go down that path, but the truth is, you're asking a question.
I tricked you.
Well, you were asking a question about why you're seeing so many more of them now, and I'm telling you that's why. And it doesn't mean, that everybody is. I've said that all along too. Hell, there's a lot of things I like that Trump's done. I would never call myself a Trump supporter, though, because I wouldn't want to be associated with those guys carrying Confederate flags. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I've said that all along. I'm going to wait and see who gets picked as the vice presidential candidate on the other side. And if it's somebody that I like and respect, then I might go that way. Otherwise,
might vote for Joe Jorgensen.
I'm not voting for Joe Jorgensen.
Come on.
Sorry.
Aaron?
So.
No.
I might, actually.
All right.
Yeah, I think, in this state, I don't know that it really matters.
Listen, the truth is, I'm just trying to set up for my own presidential run in 2024. So I'm going to try to get everybody voting Libertarian, and then I'm going to make a run.
We might need to play a little bit more of a long game with getting enough Libertarians voting.
Maybe 2028, then.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have Fred run in 2024. But Fred's not. He doesn't like it. He doesn't believe in the cause.
No, I actually like what it's supposed to be. But it's just, and I'd love to have a third party. I still think our system sucks. And frankly, I don't think we should have any parties. I wish we could do away with parties. In my presidency,
it should be like when you pick the class president in junior high. There's no parties. It's just who's going to get better stuff in the vending machines. That's what we want to know, right? You want pizza at lunch every day? Vote for me. You want to eat fish sticks on Tuesday and have no secondary option? Vote for Charlie. I mean, that's...
I'm not voting for Charlie.
No one would. That's what it used to be. The issues. Not, I'm wearing a blue tie or a red tie. No, it was the issues. What are we having for lunch? What is in the vending machine? How much time do we have between bells? That's the real things that matter.
Mm. Well, the...
I know you don't remember that.
No, but I wish there weren't parties, but if they're going to be parties, because I think it's really bleeping stupid to say, oh, I have to believe in all these things because this is the party's platform. I think it's just stupid. And I hate both of them. So that's one thing, but I'd like to see a 3-4-5 party system if you're going to do that. Ideally, you wouldn't have any. And, you know, but that's... That's never going to happen, but at least give me something closer to what they have in Canada. You know, they've got.
I think in Canada it's basically like junior high class president.
It's closer. They've got conservatives, liberals, and they've got basically three big parties.
Conservatives and liberals.
Conservative party, liberal party.
That sounds like the same.
No, but they've got three main parties. There's another party that's really big too, and then they also have like the Green Party and the Bloc Quebec. So there's other parties. There's like six or seven of them.
Did any of those parties ever win?
No, but there's three of them that basically NDP, the Conservatives and Liberals almost always win. But those guys are all represented, in the House, and so they all have and they all get to be on the debates. And the Bloc Quebec wins a bunch of times because
they're Frenchies.
Yeah, but. You know, so but what's funny is I love their system, and my in-laws, I've got a couple of them that are just like, oh, this sucks. This sucks. I'd rather live in the States. And
well, can I ask you, I would assume, are your in-laws liberal or conservative?
Depends on the family.
Not your wife. I'm talking about her parents.
Her dad is fairly liberal. Everybody else in the family, though, that... Like her mom always tells them all to shut up as soon as they start talking politics because everybody else is very conservative, and most of them are from Alberta, which Alberta wants to be Texas.
Okay,
and it's very similar in most places there. So yeah, and I know I've gone way too long here. This is your fault for bringing this up.
It's not my fault
because I think it's important, but
you brought that story to the table.
Yeah, but you're the one who was like, oh look, Nazis are happy now. They're all over the place. Look at them.
Well, I mean, do you disagree?
No, I do think that they're a lot more vocal. But I also think it could just be as simple as this is social media world. And
that's true.
You know, because I see a lot of stuff on Twitter that... Anyway, well, look, let's get something we can all agree on. It's better to have hair. And sorry, AJ. But there's a guy asked me this on the text line earlier. And he said, hey, I don't really have much on the back of my head. Can Dr. Linville help me out? Well, guess what? Go get your free consultation at 975hair.com, and he'll tell you. And he'll tell you if it's something that he can do. And in most cases, yeah. In my case, man, it was bad. I had very little left, and 2,451 follicles is what they moved to the top of my head, and it's grown out great. I love it. And right now, you know, if you're still working from home, maybe you don't want people to know you're getting it done, and that's cool. A lot of people don't. Just go to 975hair.com, get your free consultation. You can do it virtually, and you can get that. You can get it all done before you go back to work. And that way, when you get back, people are going to look at you and say, wow, you look great. Did you lose weight? It's like, no. I just look different. That's all. 975hair.com. Dr. Linville wants to help people like you, me, and even himself because he's had it done as well. 975hair.com. You need a taste of your own medicine. Because I'm sick to death for swallowing.